Morning Air continues now on Relevant Radio. Time to take a look at our Sunday Gospel reading. Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle joins us as we take a look at John 15, 1 through 8. Bishop Muggenberg, great to have you along today.
Good morning, Glenn. Great to be here, and we have a great passage to study this week.
We certainly do, and as many parts of the nation are finally shedding some snow, a chance to think about getting out in the yard a little bit, and it's too early, I suppose, for actually pruning trees yet, but to think about plants, we can imagine that now that most of the white is gone, and we talk about pruning a little bit in today's gospel.
Yeah, Jesus uses a great agricultural image, something that he would have seen happening around him. He would have watched how the vine dressers took care of their vines at multiple times during the year and for multiple purposes. The pruning that took place during the winter months was to both shape the vines as well as to remove any dead branches from those vines, branches that could cause disease, that could impair the growth or endanger the plant. Pruning that was really protective and preventive, but also a pruning that would take place as the vine began to grow into the summer months. Jesus saw that pruning, that especially that summertime pruning, as something that would actually cut back the many numerous shoots so that the vine would be able to focus on producing as much fruit as possible from the remaining shoots. And Jesus watched how resilient those vines were, how they never allowed pruning to have the last answer in their lives, but rather how pruning became a motivation for growth, a motivation for creativity, both growing in new directions, but also producing better and more abundant fruit. And I think our Lord watched that process, and he said, I want disciples like that. I want disciples who, when they are pruned, in whatever sense it is, they respond to it positively, creatively, with perseverance, with initiative, and ultimately, they respond to it in a way that produces enduring fruit, abundant fruit for the kingdom of God. And that's why this week's passage is so powerful and meaning, and I think challenging for all of us.
Well, we want to be helping out the vine. We absolutely do there. But we don't like pruning. Do we need to kind of bend our heart to know it's necessary, though?
Well, we certainly have to have a spirit of humility, a spirit of docility. And part of our spirit of humility is that whenever we experience moments in life when we feel like we're being pruned or cut back, or that somehow a particular area that we want to grow in is being blocked or cut off, we need to stop and ask how we're responding to those moments. You see, we can respond to those moments with self-pity, with frustration, with anger, with blind determination or tunnel vision, saying, I'm going to accomplish this no matter what. Or we can respond to moments like that, and we can prayerfully ask the question, how can this be the work of the Holy Spirit? What is the growth that God is wanting to take place because of this moment of pruning, because of this obstacle that's come in my way? And when we begin to pray through in that way, we begin to actually submit to the will of God, and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, we begin to interpret our lives from God's perspective and see possibilities where we never saw them before. Possibilities that are not only in conformity with God's will, but possibilities that become beautiful opportunities for His kingdom. And it's that kind of growth and insight that can not only keep us faithful, but can help us avoid and overcome feelings of self-pity, anger, and frustration, and to really keep us motivated with joy and with peace so that even a moment of pruning becomes a revelation of God's hand working in our life. And that's a beautiful approach to life in general, but certainly to ministry itself, too.
Any words for, say, hardworking Christians who are trying to do their best? Maybe they have an idea of this is really what our parish needs, and I want to be going in this direction. It is good work, and objectively it might well be, but maybe God doesn't appear to be blessing it at the moment because His timing is a little different. How can you help us accept maybe a pruning like that?
Well, and that's where a lot of discernment and very, very solid discernment is necessary. First off, to actually remind ourselves that it is the kingdom of God that we're seeking, not our own kingdom. And it's very easy to confuse our will for God's will so that we are end up asking God to help us accomplish what we want, rather than asking God to give us insight to know what it is that He wants and to put our lives in His service. So oftentimes in the lives of the great saints, they encountered opposition and resistance when they were trying to do very good things. Sometimes the Lord teaches us humility, docility. Sometimes the Lord teaches us perseverance, surrender, even respect for legitimate authority through those experiences. There's always a lesson we can gain, even when we're very convinced that what we're wanting to do is a good thing. And so I think we have to always have that spirit of docility and openness, that the Lord can shape us in a way that's helping our personal spirituality. But secondly, I think it's important that periodically we ask ourselves three questions. The question, what are we doing? But we could be doing it better. You know, that's where we're going to prune the vine, because we need to shape it in a slightly different direction to be more effective or to better accomplish Jesus's vision for the kingdom of God and the values of our Lord, or to lead people more deeply in communion with Jesus. So what are we doing that we need to be doing better? Secondly, what are we doing right now that really is distracting us from the priorities of our ministry? What are we doing that may not be really helping people grow in their relationship with Jesus? It might be a nice thing, it might be a good thing, it might be keeping their schedule filled. But if it's not leading them deeper in love of God and love of neighbor, then ultimately we're not helping them in their Christian journey. And then thirdly, what are we not doing that we should be doing? What are the opportunities that are being missed in our midst today? Now, those are very healthy sources of reflection and discussion that will help us identify ways in which we can pray for that pruning grace of the Holy Spirit to inspire us, to guide us, and ultimately to help us respond to the grace that God's giving us so that we can bear fruit for the kingdom. Taking time to periodically pray over those questions and to do that as even a faith community can bear incredible fruit and help us to recognize in a very humble way that the leadership of the church is ultimately in the hands of God, and that we have to pray for that wisdom and that docility to know what it is that God's asking of us, and then have the commitment and the courage to do it with generosity and with perseverance. So I think that would be a good recommendation in light of today's reading.
Looking at Sunday's Gospel from John 15, 1 through 8 with Bishop Daniel Muggenberg today as we continue with Morning Air here on Relevant Radio. We don't like the pruning. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. We don't want that to happen. Is it also instructive to bring alongside the passage from Isaiah and Matthew about a bruised reed he will not break?
That is a beautiful image of God's mercy. And actually, God's mercy, I believe, does come through very clearly in this parable of the vine and the branches from this Sunday's Gospel. But it comes through in a different way. God's mercy comes through by reminding us that if we are a bruised branch or whatever, then graft ourselves more firmly to the vine. You know, Jesus talks about he is able to fill us with his life to the extent that we are grafted to him. But sometimes we actually begin to trust in ourselves. And whenever we begin to trust in ourselves instead of Jesus, what we do is we unconsciously separate ourselves from the life-giving vine of Jesus Christ. And whenever we separate ourselves and we begin to trust in our own strength or in our own capabilities, we actually subconsciously begin to believe that we don't need God and that we can do it on our own. The Lord will teach us in his mercy that that's not true. And sometimes he'll bring us to our knees so that we'll know our need for him. And then he always welcomes us to come back to that vine, to once again receive his life and his strength, his direction, and his grace, so that we can know our dependence on him. And it's only when we know our poverty and our dependence on God that we can then know God's power and God's greatness in our lives. And that's what will make us a responsive and fruitful branch on the vine, when we clearly point to God and we don't point to ourselves.
Another rich reflection on Sunday's Gospel from Bishop Daniel Muggenberg. Bishop Muggenberg, if you'd be so kind as to wrap us up with your blessing this week.
The Lord be with you. And may the blessing of Almighty God, who so generously shares his life with us and through us desires to share his life to the world, bless us that we might always be responsive and fruit-bearing for the sake of the kingdom. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle leading us through Sunday's readings. You hear that every Friday morning at this time here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Time now coming up to 3 before the hour, and it's time for Friday's Glenn Story Corner.